When the only constant in life is change, you need to be ready. This is the Man-Made Survival Show.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jose Prado, and I want to welcome you back to the channel. Thank you so much for everybody that has subscribed, that have commented, that have liked the video. Thank you so much. Please share this far and wide, and please help us grow. Okay, we do this for your benefit. I don't think there's any other channel out there that is bringing you the news and helping you and telling you how to prepare for the things that are happening worldwide. Okay, so the topic is still China, because it's very important, especially today. You know, we cannot put this to rest because something new keeps coming out. Something new that is just mind-blowing, and there's no other option but to report on it. So, I'm going to give you the official numbers for the coronavirus so far. They're saying that 24,634 are infected and 492 dead. But as you're going to see here in just a second, those numbers are not accurate, or possibly are not accurate, because somebody has slipped up and leaked numbers in China. Okay, here's the headline that I found in Zero Hedge. The China's Tencent accidentally leaked the true terrifying coronavirus statistics. I think they might have. 10 days ago, shortly after China first started reporting the cases and deaths associated with the coronavirus epidemic, a UK researcher predicted that over 250,000 Chinese would be infected with the virus by February 4th. According to the report, late on Saturday evening, Tencent, on its webpage titled Epidemic Situation Tracker, showed confirmed cases of novel coronavirus in China standing at 154,023. You heard that right. They are saying that the actual numbers of infected people are 154,023. Ten times the official figure at the time. It lists the number of suspected cases at 79,808. Four times higher the official figure. And while the number of the cure cases was only 269, well below the official number that day of 300, the death toll listed was, and here we go, 24,589, vastly higher than the 300 official listed that day. Well, if China is mostly concerned about social stability, as it should be, of a nation of 1.4 billion people, it is easy to comprehend why the entire political apparatus in China would be geared to presenting numbers which seem somewhat credible in light of the barricade of videos. In light of the barrage of videos of people dying in the street, but not so terrifying as the cause of countrywide panic. Then again, if China indeed had 154,000 cases and almost 25,000 deaths as of 5 days ago, then no attempt to max full extent and true severity of the pandemic have any hope of containing the truth. That is just insane. If that is the real number of people that are infected and dead, then it makes sense, all the videos that we have watched, it makes sense why China would react in that way to the coronavirus a week ago or 2 weeks ago, barricading everybody, closing the roads with dirt. Everything that we have seen so far, okay, that seem over the top, you know, overkill for 1,000 cases or whatever. Now, if those numbers are real, it makes sense now why they would go, like the video I showed yesterday, okay, with medical martial law, people are barricaded. They're actually being boarded into their homes. They cannot get out, okay, and they're just suspected of being contaminated. They don't even have to be actually be infected, all right? And then welding people into their homes. Now we see why they have the freak out, all right? And then now this next headline will make sense also, okay? I'm just going to give you the headline and the short paragraph of it, because it's a pretty long article, but this, you know, is the gist of it. Wuhan coronavirus crematoriums working 24/7, burning 100 bodies a day, insider claims. This is from dailystart.co.uk. Workers are reportedly working flat out and without breaks as they are constantly sent the bodies of victims. It is claimed that they have been burning 100 bodies every day since January 28. So now we have these two headlines, and they kind of make sense with what's happening, the reaction of governments. A few videos ago, I raised the question, why is the Pentagon here in the United States involved in this? All right, and then they're getting prepared for hospitals or for containment zones. I think that's what you would call them, where with each location, which is for them 1,000 beds each, that means that's 4,000 people they're getting ready for. All right, if things weren't that bad, they would not be reacting this way. So, with that being said, you need to be prepared, because it's China, of course. They have, we know that they have a strong grip in their media. They run everything, right? That's no big shock for anybody hearing this. That is the truth. But the fact is that if they are in fact suppressing the truth, and the numbers are way higher than what they're showing, that means that you need to get ready today. Do not panic. I'm not telling you to panic. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is that you need to take this serious and go ahead and get ready, so you are not one of the victims. We see that the death rate compared to the people who have been cured are way different. 25,000 dead to compare to 269 cured. I mean, that's nothing, all right? That's if the numbers are real. So, if somebody trying to leak the numbers out, I think so, because we have seen in the past that there's been notes inside people's product when they go buy it, and the note tells how bad the things the work camps are in China. So we have seen those stories. Okay, so now with this number being this high, everything, all the dots connect. The reason why China is acting this way, the reason why Taiwan is acting that way, the reason why governments are freaking out, okay? You don't leave 2,000 people in a boat or, you know, in a cruise ship because coronavirus is not a big deal, all right? Like I've been saying, the way that the governments are reacting to a small problem, it does not make sense. But there you go. Please like this video. Please share it with your friends and family. Please let them know that things are more than likely more serious than what they appear to be, or that they're letting us know. Okay? So you got to take control. You got to take steps to go ahead and get ready. Because if those numbers are officially told anywhere, there will be a great panic, including in this country. All right? And then again, my name is Jose Prado with Memon Survival. Please like and share, comment, help us grow, because we're bringing you important information and how you can prepare for things that are happening right now in real time. All right? And as our motto always says, always ready.
The Man-Made Survival Show.